The Fatten Lay. How could you say this? When you bring Shemen by itself, that Pshita there, what's matter is only its own Matinus. Its own Matnaisav is what's matter it. And still we'll soon see there's no Din Pigle. So how could you tell me now by the regular Mitzvah when he brings his Korban Oshim and then he has the Shemen, what's matter it is only the Shemen itself, and therefore it's Chal Pigle. Here we see it's not Chal Pigle.
And like Rashi explains, the Torah now with the Mitzvah brings his Korban Oshim today, and he brings the Luke tomorrow. So if he brings the Shemen tomorrow, for sure the only thing that's matter that Shemen is only its own Matnaisav. And still we see, for Lo Mefaglinim. The time we learn like this, Lug Shemen Shel Mitzvah. This Lug that the Mitzvah brings, Chayav Molim Mishon Pigur Bifnei, Shedam Matiroi, Rebohemus Tivir Rebbe Meir. That Rebbe Meir says, yes, there is a Din Pigur upon the Shemen. Why? Because what's matter to put the Shemen on the Bohemus of the Mitzvah? The Matin Dam. That first you have to put the Dam, and then you put the Shemen on top of the Dam. Rashi says, Shedam Moshom Mefaglin. The Alpha P, Shoyulema, Vil Yacha, so you need to bring it in 10 days from now. But still, if you bring it right now, the Taka makes Pigle, Dibu Rabbi Meir. Only remember, Mesa Chom said, that's where Meir, why? For my order, maybe, Yashom, my Akshav, for Lug Mikan, that are so Yemen. Mitzvah could bring his Korban Oshim today, and Lug Shemen, he could bring it 10 days from now. If so, Lechura, the Dam, is not what's being matter, the Shemen. So why is the Chal Pigle upon the Shemen? Omar Lehens, Rav Meir said back to Chomin, Afani Leimat, even me myself also, when did I say that Chal Pigle upon the Shemen, and the Babur in Oshem? Only when the Shemen is coming the same time as the Korban Oshem. They only say, if the Shastas Rikus, they have heard of the Korban Oshem, yet in mind the Machshavas Pigle, that it's Chal Pigle in the Korban, who are then it's Chal Pigle upon the Shemen? But now when you bring the Shemen by itself, so here you see, when you bring the Shemen by itself, even though its own Matnesov is Materit, still it's not Chal Pigle. So how could you tell me before that by the Shemen, its own Matnesov is Materit, there is Pigle? So Mar says, Amarad Omarav Yimiyah, Liyah Amarav Yimayhi, we were the brides before goes to Korn Trevi Meir. The Sami Mikan Nesachim Enechnami. Take out of it Nesachim. That we say there's Pigul by the Shemen Shel Mitzvah. Avad it means the Shemen Shel Mitzvah that's coming with the Korban Oshim at the same time. And since it's brought at the same time, therefore we say the Dam is like Matarit, therefore the Dam can make Pigul. It says Nesachim here, and Meir says Nesachim shall become Pigul. Enechnami, take out the word Nesachim. Nesachim by itself does not become a Pigle. Omer Abai, Sabai says back, no. You do not have to take out of this brayso the loch of Nesachim, of the mincha or the yain that's brought. The Torah learned like this better. Lug habo im oshem. Just like you're saying by the Lug Shemen. When is it chal pigul? When it's brought with the korban oshem? So I'll tell you the same thing. Ruadim le Nesachim. Habo im azevach. That only means the Nesachim that's brought with its korban. The Shash, you bring the korban, and then you bring the mincha right after it, or the yayin, that's when Chal Pigle upon the Nesachim. Brought the Tony, then the Bryce learns, Nesachim aboyim is miyatman. What's going to be Nesachim is brought by itself, a day later. It's not going to Chal Pigle upon the Nesachim. And Bu Adin, the same law applies, and look above the miyatmai. Also, that's not Chal Pigle. Therefore, there's no stira. So since when they come by themselves, there's no material to them, and Echnami, therefore there's no Din Pigel. Then the Mishnah says, Chatis Oif, Zom HaMatiris Beso L'Kanim. A Chatis Oif, when the mate is Rikas Adam by it, that's the matter of the Bok L'Kanim. Minoan Emili, how do we know this? Rashi says, the Chatis Oif Mechilis. How do we know that's the loch of the Chatis Oif? The Tony Levi, the Levi learned, the Pasuk says, Kol Korbonom, Kol Rabbeis, Luke Sherman, Shel Mitzvah. Rashi says, Gabi Seder Matanis Kuna, Shnei Meliyaron, Ale Seder Pashas Kerech, the Zayi Lechod says all the Matanis Kuna you give, Shabbasa, because Shekadosh, and Techlenu Kudorish Lohochi, Kodu, that we might be give to the Kanim, means anything. The Rabbi thought, even the Luke Shemin Shomit Seirom, even that is Nechol to the Kanim. Because I did, because otherwise, Sakutah, the Chemin Havra, thought to say, Mineish Kosa Rachmona, When do we give matnas kun? Only something that is emur, that's burnt on the mizbeach. The rest of it goes to kahanim. So I love moisim and eshul, mashenkin, the luk shem and shomatzera. That nothing goes on the fire. So maybe the leftover of it does not go to the kohen. Kamash melon, that even this goes to the kohen. So for sure, chat the seif, that there is that for sure that goes to the kohen. Then we dash him in the process of yourself, the chol min choysom, le rabbis min chesayna. The min chesayna also is necho for the kohanim. A min chesaknoes, when the seif brings a mincho, the leftover of the shrine goes to the kohanim. We need a special process, because otherwise, sak with that, the chaminach, I would have thought to say, the yochlu oysa mashakip of him, the pasuk says, that the kohanim eat something that's left over from a kapora, something that was brought for a kapora. I would have thought that a mincha seima will have to rock you. Mincha seima is only coming to be matir. It's not coming for a kapora. It's only be coming to be matir, chodesh, in the Medina. A mincha kinoi, it's not that a site that brings a mincha, levar over and cross, it's only coming to see if she really had his nis or not. But it's not coming for a kapora. So I would have thought to say maybe the kohanim cannot eat from it. Kamashmon, that's the chidish, the chom and chaysom, even a minchas ayim and a minchas kenois. Then the pasuk says v'chol chat chaysom l'rabbis chat esayf. Even marbe chat esayf also goes to the kohanim. Because otherwise, sakot adu chaminuch neveli, I would have thought to say chat esayf, listen, a shchita was not done to it, only a malika. So by regular chulim, if you make a malika, it's a nevela. So I would have thought to say, even though the avodah sakotchim is to make a malika with the hand to cut the neck, but maybe it's not mater bachilo. Kamash one, yes, that for kotshim, this is considered like a shchita, that the kohanim are allowed to eat from the chat esayf. So really, this is the maskonah that Rashi learned before, that the kash was non immediately, that a chat esayf is nechol, when you hear the ikar joshua. But the chol chat osom is the rabbi's chat esayf. Then we dash in the chol hashamom, le rabbi's osham mitzayra v'yashem mitzayra. Also, the boss that goes to kohanim. Because otherwise, Sakut, that the Chemina Avra thought to say, Lahachsha Kurosi, these things are not coming for Kaporo, it's only coming to the Machsha, the person, to let him become Torah, to let him serve with the nose become Torah. Kamash Malan, for the Gemara Osha Matsar, the Hedik Sivdei, it says clearly in the Pasha of Osha Matsar, it says, the Nechal. So what do you mean, the Chiddush War? And rather, the Ikad Joshua is, the Rabbish Osha Nozir, Kosha Matsar. The Ikad Chiddush is, that an Osha Nozir has the same look like an Asher Mitzvah, there's a leftover, is Nechol Mekanim. Now we dash in the book says, Asher Yoshivu Zegezel Ager, Lochohu, that you stole from a girl, the Lochor is, if you swore false, and then later you made it, the Lochor is, you have to go back to Karen V'chemish, and bring a Korban Asher. So let's say you stole from a girl, and let's say there's no Yoshim, the girl died, you have nobody to pay back the money to. So Lachuiz is supposed to pay it back to a kohen. So Dash and Lachohu, Shalachoh Yehei, means Afu Lekadosh Baruch Hu Esha. The kohen could use this money now even to marry a wife with it. Whereas it's his money completely. Tanya Reb Lezrei Mishum Reb Yosi Haglili. Pigul Bedovra Nasa Bachutz Pigul. If you make pigul on something that's done outside the Avodas Hachutz, it's pigul. But Bedovra Nasa Bifnim Let Pigul. If you have the Machshavas Pigul and an Avodah that's supposed to be done Bifnim, this is not called Pigul. What does he mean to say? Soon explain. Kate said, Ho Yoyim Eid Bechutz, the claim is standing outside. The Yomani says like this, Harein Yishaychit, I'm shechting this even the Chattas HaPanim. Lahav Reis Midyam Olamochar, that I have money to make Azrei Sadam tomorrow, Le Pigul, that's not called Pigul. Why? She Machshavah Bechutz, Badov and Asa Bifnim. Since the Azois, of this Chattas HaPanim is done inside the Kodesh, that's not Chal Pigul. Since you're outside, B'shash Chita is done outside, and already take the dam inside. So B'shash, you're outside, you have a Machshavah San Pnim, that does not make Pigul. What's going to be Hoy under the Pnim, when the Kohen was making their voice inside? For Yomani said then, Hareni Mazda Amanas Lahakte Emurim. I have in mind now to make these Zrikas, Amanas to burn the Emurim tomorrow. Or else from the Lishbech Shrine Lamachar, to pour the shrine tomorrow on the Mizbech Achitzim. And the Emurim, the burning of the Emurim, and the shrine goes on the Mizbech Achitzim. So here the Kohen is inside, and he's thinking about bringing an Avodah of Chutz tomorrow. Again, let Pigul, it's not called Pigul. She Machshava Bifnim, the Dover Nasa Bechutz. He had a Machshava when he's inside, to do something outside that's no good. But the case is, Have a mind to spill the leftover blood on the Mizbech HaChitzen tomorrow. That's called Pigul. This is the case that's called Pigul on the Chatas HaPnim, where you're doing the Avodah Bachutz and you have a mind to make the Achilu also Bachutz. Alright, we'll stop there. We are really up to the Mem Dalar Amar Aleph. We just said over again the last sugya on the Mem Gimla Mabez. The last sugya we had again was the Mas Nisin. We have to have a Hezbro in the mission in the Brisa. The time we have been like this. In Nem Lukalis, Lom Nem Lukamus. In Nem Lukamus, Lom Nem Lukalis. How can the prophet says two things that if a person eats it when he's tummy, he has an Amish? I will soon say it comes out to me, Maisa and Shuma. So it's explained in them, a kalzula just said the kalas to myself. For leichem was not the true law. A yisem would have said they're not like kalas. But love, if it's a kal, yichayv a love. The chamus to misa. The kach nem a chamus. Therefore, that's to say chamus. We'll soon see what it means. The chumah right on shmeisi only over love, but on shumi over misa. We'll soon see. Now the nem a chamus would have just said chamus to shumah. For leichem nem a kalas. They wouldn't say meisi yisyona. Alachamus, Yechayv, and Echamim, if you eat Chumah when you're Tomei, you'll be Chayv. But the Alachalus, Yepoto, maybe if you eat the Kalus, Yepoto altogether. The Kachnem, the Kalus, therefore have to say Kalus also. This is the Braisa. Now we have to have a Hezbro. This is the way Reb Zivi will explain it. Tadumor says, my Kalus to my Chamus, what's called the Kalus, what's called the Chamus? Well, if you want to tell me Kalus is Maisa, and Chamus is Chumah, the person eats these two things when he's tummy. So what are you telling me then? Well, Yisayma would have said that the Misa, that what I would have said is that true, Mitzchai Misa, for the Gemara, it's not true. Hashtanam, you have a Misa, it's not true. That on Maisa, you only overlap if you eat when you're tummy, and on Chumah, it's not a Chai Misa. Secondly, Vila, Nem, if we want to say Yisayma, the Misa, I would have said Yichai Misa, how could that be? If we want to say the Chamus, that Yichai Misa, how could you learn from a Kavuchemer from Israel? A Kavuchemer is always a swarm of Dayai, love and Miradim, and Yos Kenodim. Since you're learning it out, the Chlal from Israel, Truma, it can't be more common than Maisa. So if Maisa is only love, I will not know the Truma from Israel. Ella rather must be like this. Kalais means Truma Sheretz. But if the person became Tumma because he touched the Sheretz, he's a Rishon Tumma. Chamus means Truma Smeis. If the person touched the Mace, then he was also considered an Avat Tumma. What are we talking about? If the true is this Kohen, that's Tommy, is going to be true now. Either the Eid or the Misa, what's the difference how the Kohen is Tommy? Whether he's Tommy through an Avatoma, or whether, and then he became a Rishon, or whether he becomes an Avatoma, what's the difference? In both places, the Bichai Misa. It's so secondly, Lakachna and Lachamuris. The Bulavo, the Misa, that it says Chamuris to teach us, that there's Misa. And what are you telling me again? Vila and Nemo Yisrael and Misa. And if it went to said I would have run down from Kabbal Chaymah, again, the kashr is, Daya love me, Adin, Lias Kanadin. How can I not from Kabbal Chaymah, Lukhuram, it can't be more Chama than the Tumas Sheretz? So therefore, it can't mean Kal a Tumas Sheretz, and Chama means a Tumas Meis. The Bachel is Meis, if you're telling me what you're talking about now, that the person is eating Meis, and that is true. Tumas Kala means Tumas Sheretz. Tumas Chama means a mace. And it's talking about a deity in Maisa. So what are you telling me? In the name of Chamus, if you want to say the Chamus, are you saying I would have said then, Ala Chamus the Misa, or Tumas Sheretz, Kasia? How could you say that? You want to tell me, if you want to say the Chamus, I would have said, Ala Chamus, the Chai Misa. Why? Because you're learning it out from the Kabbal Chayma, from the Tumas Kala. It's saying, have the Tumas Sheretz. Kasi, you're learning it out from the Tumah Kal when you only touch the Sheretz, but you're only Rishua Tumah. If so, with Daya Levin Rabin, Yif Kanadin, how could you tell me that the fact you touched a mace, that's Mohammed, Yechayv Misa, how could you learn out from the Kabbal Chaymah from Tumah Kala? From a Sheretz, if a Sheretz is only the love, so the Kabbal Chaymah can't be Mohammed than the first thing, that's called Daya. So the kids say, what's shot in this Bryce? Now the Gemara says, Omar, Ziri comes to explain this Braisa. that kalis means tumah sheretz. Enoch Rami, if the person only became tumah through a sheretz, he's only a rishon tumah. Chamuris means tumah mace, where he touched the mace, and therefore he's another tumah. Vochi kamunah, the person means to say, ilum nema tumah sheretz. If we would have just said the pasha where the person is tumah through a sheretz, nema mace v'tumah. And what is that? It's also teat maisim in your tummy. And it's also teat shumu in your tummy. Will I name him to miss mace? And it would not say the pasha when you touch the mace. Or ye say, but then it would have said like this. Ala kalos belav, vi ala chamuris bemisa. Then I would have said like this. Ala kalos true. If you only eat maisa belav, you only have belav, vi ala chamuris bemisa. And when ye shumu, when you tell me you chayv misa. Now, omi de kalos ala chamuris benisa. That means, when you just tell me to my sheretz, and you eat in truma, you chayv misa. Yes, I would have thought also to say then, chamuris nami ala kalos benisa. Then the case where you became tummy through your mace, that you have a tumma chomer on you, and now you go to eat mace or a cow, maybe you also chayv misa. That's what I would have thought to say. In other words, either one is not to mechayev your misa. Either you're eating truma when you tell me the tumas kal, or else when you have a tumas mesa on you, even eating mesa, maybe you chayev misa. And then I don't say diet, because I'm not learning it out from truma when you chayev misa. Maybe one of the two is enough to mechayev your misa. Lekach nem mechamuris. Therefore the Torah says no, that even when you tell me mace, you chayev misa. When? Only if you eat truma. Then if you eat mesa, that mice is always only alive. There's nothing more than alive if you eat mice when you're tummy. The Rashi says it even says to mice by mice to teach us that you only have alive, nothing more than alive. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol sheyesh lo matirim, bein liyad and bein lemizbeach, chayav mani mishum pigel." Anything that you need a matir, even though like by korban olah, that the zrika is only matir the emurim or the breast to be on the mizbeach, that's also called an achila. The referee could make the besa pickle. Tell me about went to the place like this. Maybe you only bring something like shlamim. So Rashi says this is the ratio of the price of the first kanim, linyan pickle katani. That yachon lo yechayiv el ala shlamim. Maybe you only chayiv pili on the korban shlamim. That's the shayla. Tamanayna, linyan tumma, viyin nozim the koche. It says the hochas tumma, stay away from the kochim. Or a kam yalef meisa chino chilel mitumo or tigger biyav yavim meisa. That just like by if the korban is tamei, you're not allowed to eat any korban, and then who had been meisa applies to any korban, so learn that tigger also applies to any korban. That's what the person is saying. Or yein meivi yalek yotzei bishlamim. Or yein what she says, ma'am belek yotzei bishlamim, shekra le prat omer, kan. So maybe it's only halachas of shlam that has tigger, and ma shlamim miyuchodim necholim l'shnei yomim v'lai l'echod. Shows on korban shlamim the halachas are you'll have to eat the meat of it for 2 days and one night in between. Av kol nechol l'shnei yomim v'lai l'echod. Any korban that you'll have to eat for 2 days and one night, that on those korbanos filled maybe will be in a pigol. But nechol yomim v'lai l'menayim, let's say a korban chatis that you could only eat it for 1 day and one night. How do I know also there's nisa pigolach on it? Tam Lem, the pasuk says, mi bosa. It says, Rashi says, next she will mi bosa udichsiv, kai pigol. Mi bosa zeva hashlamim. Vyolokoi v'nefa shachaz amena avonatisa. The next word, ra bosa, mashme any bosa kachim. As long as there's matirim for this bosa, and you have in mind the machshavus of pigol, it's ha pigol upon the bosa. So, kol shashirayim necholim, any korban that left over it, you'll not eat, like the korban chatis. But maybe a korban oila, shein shirei necholim inayim. How do we know there's nis a pigul chal even on the korban oila, even though there's no heft to eat it? Tam lo, this the pasuk says, zavach. So next the word, zavach. Mashmo. On any korban it goes. Minayim le rabbis, oifas yamnokas. How do we know even my oif? And by mincha also could be chal pigul. Ad shanimar ba lug shemet shal metzora. How do I know to include even the Luke Shemin that's brought on the Korban Oshem of a material, that if you make Pigel on the Korban Oshem, it's probably a Pigel upon the Luke Shemin also? Tom Lev, the Pesach says, Asher Hain Makdishim Li, that anything that Makdish to me, Mashem Itzchavi is a Pigel. The Yossi Neisser, and from this to learn out, just like that Pigel of Chal, or a co-partner in the Yikud Dresh is so forth that the Yisra Tumah, that you're not allowed to eat any kachim if you're tummy. So now Tam Lema says Asher Hei Magdishim Li. Now the Yossi Neisah Chilachil Mi Tumah. Alana says the word Chilol by Neis and says the word Chilol by Tumah. So now just when the korban is tummy, any korban is also teeth, the same thing, any korban that becomes Neisah, left over its time, you're not allowed to eat it. And the Yossi Pigel often not in the Neisah. It says the word oven by Pigel and says the word oven by Neisah. So just like Pigel applies to Okabonis, the same thing Neisah also, the same thing Pigel also applies to Okabonis. Now the Gemara says, in the Yach, as you say for the rabbis, Kodavo, now that I'm coming to it, any Korban has the use of Pigel on it, is so Lomna Nema Shlomim, how come the main thing it says Pigel by the Korban of Shlomim? So Miyat Lom, now it comes to teach us, Miyat Lomeloch, Ma Shlomim, just like a Korban Shlomim, Miyuchodim Sheish Lamatirim, that a Korban Shlomim, there is something that's matter it. There is this Rikas Adam that makes the Heter Bein L'Yodim, Bein L'Mizbeach. It's matter the boss of the people to eat, for the owner and the Kohen, and it's also matter to put the Imurim on the Mizbeach. It is so Av Kol, Sheish Lamatirim, who did any Korban that needs, or any type of Kochim, that needs a matter to make it mutter, Bein L'Yodim, Bein L'Mizbeach, Chayav Molim Mishim Pigel. That's how we know the din of our Mishnah. Anything that needs a matter, whether the matter is like by Korban Eila, to put it on the Mizbeach, or whether the matter is to be able to eat like a Mincha, the Shirayim left over the Mincha, it's Chal Mesapigal. And that's Mimim for Shlomim. Just like by Shlomim, the Zrikas Dam is matter both the Bosser and the Emirim to be put on the Mizbeach, who are did any matter of Bosser, any Emirim, is also, could make a Mesapigal. Now the Mishnah says, "Oyla dama matir es pesolim is beach." That by korban oyla, when you make this rikas adam, it's matir the baser to be put on the mizbeach. The emur did the baser to be burnt. Samer et chal pigel. The oyla tekanim muad in this rikas matir the kanim to have enjoyment from the skin of the korban oyla. Oylas oif. What do we do about the bird? Dama matir es pesolim is beach. The same thing. You burn the whole thing. But what's matir to put it on the mizbeach? This rikas adam. So therefore, it's called a matir. And therefore, if you have the machshava to burn it tomorrow, it's chal with the pigle upon the vessel. Chatis seif, on earth it's a chatis, dama matra es pesol akanim. It's rika tadam, it's matra akanim, to eat the vessel of the seif. And poor man is swafim, mazir man is swafim, dama matra es imun, we call it, that by the poor man is swafim, even though the meat is burned outside, but I call upon the imun, the fat is burnt on the mizbeach apnim, so that's also called an achila. And we need a matter as weak as Adam is matter it, therefore there would be chal pigel. But a maitseni as a kind of special avoider, the actorus, or minchas kanim, the Mishnah says, or minchas kohen Mashiach, or minchas masochim, the Adam. But these things, since these things are only matter other things, but it's not nothing to be matter itself, the claimants you could burn right away on the Mizbeach, something with avoider, something with actorus, and minchas kanim, no thing is burnt, there's no heter, so these things do not have a matter to itself. It's only in itself is the matter, so you could do it. Therefore, it's not chal pigel on it. Rabbi Shimon or Shimon says a chiddush that ma shlomim miyuchodim sheyesh b'al mizbeach chitzayin. The Shimon says, since it says the parsha of pigel by korban shlomim, there's another limit here. The limit is just like by shlomim only applies to mizbeach chitzayin and the chayavim olav yichayiv pigel on his korban shlomim. Of course, any other korban that will matter has to be though. Sheyesh na mizbeach chitzayin, that this korban goes on mizbeach chitzayin, then chayav malo mishum pigel, that it's possible to have an issa pigel on this korban. But what does it mean to say, Reb Shimon, that yotzei poor minus rafim, the poor minus rafim are excluded here, or else the siri minus rafim are also excluded, chayav l'shein na mizbeach chitzayin kishlamim, since these avodas are mizbeach apnim, they're not on the mizbeach chitzayin, like a korban shlamim, therefore Reb Shimon holds, ein chayav malo mishum pigel. Therefore, there's no Issa Pigel on these poor manas rafim or seer manas rafim. On the ma, what we just say, kiyotze b'shlamim has to be like shlamim. My niyu, what is like shlamim? Lechura b'chol, at the other words, it has to only be a korv mamach leishlemim, which is nech l'shtayom v'lein echad. What are we talking about? My meaning, what other korban is like that? B'chol, the nechol a korban b'chol also, the nechol l'shtayom v'lein echad. V'may yosa, how would I know b'chol, at the other meaning, also has the same alech as a korban shlemim, without the extra ibuyim? Eba mamatzinu is time from a mamatzinu, just like we find by korban shlemim with an isetumah. Who had in the use of tumor would apply to Bechor also? Ikla Mifrach, no, we can ask the question. Ikla Mifrach, ma Lishlomim, Shein Tumim Tzimicho, and Asachim, or Tumifais. A Korv Mishlom has special letters to it. You need a Tumim Tzimicho. The owner has to put his hand on top of the head. On Asachim, you have to bring a Mincha and Yain with it. Or Tumifais, you have to lift up you and the Kohen together, the Chazor, the Sheikh. So, and Bechor does not these things. And rather, Miyim Ochol, Yiyachol. From this devil word of eating mash many korban that you can eat for 2 days. Hani trei kloli, tesmichi ahadabininu. So these kolim, these two kolim, are one next to another. In other words, me mochi yochel, say two kolim. So a klal, a prat, a klal, I'll be mad anything like the prat. So that's why even a bechor also. So that's the question, no, hani trei kloli, tesmichi ahadabininu. Like we don't have a klal, then a prat, then a klal, but we have two klalim first and then a prat later. So maybe that's not like a klal, a prat, a klal. So maybe you can't even be mad by b'chol. So the word says no, or my rebbe, could the young of my rebbe, the first man is Yisrael, that komokum shatim meitzi, shnei klalis, has nuchem zonah, then it's time to find two klalis, one next to another, hit the prat the name, the din is supposed to put a prat between them, the din, you make a din, the klal, a prat, when down the material halacha of a klal uprat. That's why I would have thought to say it's a klal uprat, a klal, it has to be something like the prat, which is nechol l'shnei yomim. So I would have thought to say only to remind the b'chor and nothing else. Tamlem, that's what the extra pesuk of Zevach Hashem Magdishim, we had before, the extra pesuk to remind all kabbonis have the use of tumor on them. They learn how to have the nice supplies to all kabbonis, and then oven for nicer, or then the use of pickle less supplies to all kabbonis. Then Ad Shani Marde Lug Shemet Shemet Tzoras also included. How many who is this place to go like? Rabbi Meir, goes like Rabbi Meir. We had our mission in Tanya, we wrote before. Lug Shemet Shemet Tzoras Yovner Mishum Pigol. Rabbi Meir, yes, if you make Pigol, Machshav is Pigol, when you bring the Korban Oshel of a material, so Rabbi Meir, the Shemet Tzoras Ochal, he is a Pigol. It was so, I myself was afraid to say, O Maitzi Ami Minchat Nesachim, the Minchat Nesachim V'yadam, that there's no Issa Pigul upon the Minchas Masachim. So who does that go across to the Rabbanim? It only goes across to the Rabbanim. Not like Rabbi Meir, so it's a steal with them. The time you learned. Nischei Behemem, the Masachim that comes with the Behemem, means the Minchi you bring with the Behemem, or else the Yayin, Chayav Malayim Mishun Pigul. Why does Meir Shadam HaZevach Matir in the Korav, people Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says yes, if you make a Mashavas Pigle upon the Korban, and this Korban has that Mesachim, a Mincha or Yayin, it's Chal Nis a Pigle upon the Yayin of the Mincha. Omulay, Sachom Zabat Vameya, Valoy Odo Mevi Azivcha Hayim, or the Sachov Mikan Arasar Yamim. But the Lach is, you're allowed to bring the Korban today, and bring the Sachov first in 10 days from now. So if so, it's not completely a matter, it could be brought by itself. So if even though it's Chal Pigle upon the Korban, it's not Chal Pigle upon the Masachim. Omelhem, so the Meir said back, Afani lo yamati le bebrein im azavach. I also only said that it's Chal Nis the Pigle upon the Masachim, if you bring it the same time you bring the Zavach. But I call upon him, when you bring the Zavach and the Masachim together, when you have a Machshavah's Pigle upon the Korban, it's Chal Pigle on the Masachim. It's Chal Pigle on the Mincha. So it's not like the Braisa, so it's a steal on the Braisa. The Reisha goes like Rabbi Meir, and the same is not like Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, Hormani Rabbi, and Echnam, this Braisa goes according to Rabbi. The Yom that Rabbi holds, Luke Shem and Shem Mitzera, Mat Nesav, Sholei, and Echnami. The Luke Shem, and there is a matter to it. The Mat Nesav, it's what's matter it. Omidah Mat Nesav, Sholei, Mat Nesav, Mephagolei. Who are then its Matonos, could also make Pigol. So in other words, really this Shita Rabbi holds like the Rabbanim, that there's no din Pigol upon the Masachim. And who had been really the Dam Roshan, the Shemin of the Mitzvah? It's not Pigul because of the Dam of the Korban, but rather becomes Pigul because it's all Matnesov. But the Shemin itself, first you have to put 7 times on the Prechus, and then you first put it on for the Mitzvah. So those first 7 Azores you make on the Prechus, that's the Matir of the Shemin itself to put it on for the Mitzvah. Therefore, it's called Matnesa Mefagulei. Since the first Matanus, where you put the Shemin on the Prechus, that's what's Matir to make the next Hazois on the Mitzvah. Therefore, you can make Pigul B'Shach the first Hazois. The Tanya run like this. Luke Shemin Shem Mitzvah. Meilin Bei, there's nothing mean upon the Shemin, Achiyizra Kadam, until you first make the Zikat Adam of the Korban Hashem. Nizra Kadam, once you make the Zikat Adam, then the Lachar is, Leinenin Bei Meilin, in Alarav Hano, Midi Rabbanin, but there's no Issa Mina, Midi Raisa, because the Dam is like Mata the Besser. Rebbe Yemino Meilin, no, there's still Issa Mina. The Zikat Adam does not help at all for the Shemin. The Shemin still has Kedushu on it. Achiyitim Mat Nesav. Until you first put the 7 matanis upon the prechus. That's what takes off the yisimila from the shemen. So you see, its own matanis is what matter it. The shemen, they both agree though, shasta bachina sasa tita shemen, achit in matan shevra, or matan bainis. Until you first make the 7 azois, and then put the matanis on the hands of the mitzvah. Therefore, there's no steam in the braisa. The braisa goes according to Rebbe. Amru Rabban, Amru Kaima the Rabbi Yemiya, they said over the stairs in front of Rabbi Yemiya, Omar Gavra Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Leimiki, I know there's a pastor of a great person like Rabbi Yosef, should give such an answer like this, Hare Lug, Habavis Meyatsmei, Lakuni Yalma Matnesav Sholei, Leimi Fadlei, how could you say this? When you bring Shemin by itself, that Pshita there, what's matter is only its own Matinus. It's all Matnesav is what's matter it. And still we'll soon see there's no Din Pigul. So how could you tell me now about a regular Mitzvah when he brings his Korban Hashem and then he has the Shemin, what's matter it is only the Shemin itself and therefore it's Chal Pigul. Here we see it's not Chal Pigul. And like Rashi explains, the Torah now where the Mitzvah brings his Korban Hashem today and he brings the Luke tomorrow. So if it brings the Shemin tomorrow, for sure, the only thing that's not to that Shemin is only its own Matnesav. And still we see from Leim Mefaglilim. The time we learn like this, Lug Shemin Shem Mitzvah. This Lug that the Mitzvah brings. Chayev HaMelem Mishum Pigur B'Fnei Shedam Matirei Rebohemes Divir Rebbe Meir. That Rebbe Meir says, yes, there is a Din Pigur upon the Shemin. Why? Because what's matter to put the Shemin on the behemoths of the Mitzvah? The Matan Dam, that's first you have to put the Dam, and then you put the Shemin on top of the Dam. Rashi says, Shedam Moshem Mefaglen. Fiyatha Pi Shoyulele Viyul Yacha, so you need to bring it in 10 days from now. But still, if you bring it right now, the Taka makes bigger, Dibu Rebbe Meir. Only in order to make the Chom said that's where Meir was. Da mei odo mei vi yashom mei achshav v'nug mikan zara so yemen. Mitzvah could bring his Korban Hashem today and Luke Shemin could bring it 10 days from now. If so, Mechura, the Dam is not what's being matter, the Shemin. So why is the Chal Pigul upon the Shemin? Omar Lehem, so Rameh said back to Chomim, Af ani leimat, even me myself also, when did I say it's Chal Pigul upon the Shemin and the Baburim Hashem? Only when the Shemin is coming at the same time as the Korban Hashem. They only say, if the Shasta is weak, if they've heard of the Korban Hashem, yet in mind the Machshav is Pigul, that it's Chal Pigul in the Korban, who are doing it's Chal Pigul upon the Shemin? But now when you bring the Shemin by itself, so here you see, when you bring the Shemin by itself, even though its own Matnesav is Matarit, still it's not Chal Pigul. So how could you tell me before that by the Shemin, its own Matnesav is Matarit, it is Pigul? Samar says, and rather Amr Rabbi Yimiya. Liyom and Rabbi Mehi. You know the Bryce before goes to quench Rabbi Meir. The Sami Mikam Nesachim and Echnami. Take out of it Nesachim. That though we say there's Pigul by the Shemin Shamatzera, Avat it means the Shemin Shamatzera that's coming with the Korban Hashem at the same time. And since it's brought at the same time, therefore we say the Dam is like Matarit, therefore the Dam can make Pigul. It says Nesachim here, and Meir says Nesachim does not become Pigul, Echnami. Take out the word Nesachim. Nesachim by itself does not become a pigel. Omer Abaye, Sabaye says back, no. You do not have to take out his brisa, the loch of nesachim, of the mincha or the yayin that's brought. The Tana, not like this, better. Lug haboyim osham. Just like he's saying by the Lug Shemin. When is it chal pigul? When is brought with the korban osham? So I'll tell you the same thing. Vua din le nesachim. Haboyim imazavach. That only means the nesachim that's brought with its korban. Bishash, you bring the korban, then you bring the mincha right after it. Or the yayin, that's when it's chal pigul upon the nesachim. Vua the Tani, then the brisa learns. Nesachim aboyim with niyatzmen. What's going to be Nesachim is brought by itself, a day later. It's taken out chal pigul upon the Nesachim. And v'u'adin, the same halacha applies, and look at Bebe Shnei Atzmei. Also, that's not chal pigul. Therefore, there's no stira. So since when they come by themselves, there's no matir into them, and echmami, therefore, there's no din pigul. Then the Mishnah says, chat is saif, don't know matir is the same lekhanim. A chat is saif, and the mate is weaker, so down by it, that's not the best lekhanim. How do we know this? Rashi says the chatz is safe mechelis. How do we know that's the loch of the chatz is safe? The Tani Levi, the Levi learned, the pasuk says, "Kol korbanem klorabes lukshem and shalmetzero." Rashi says, "Gabi seder matanas kuna shneim liyaron al seder pashes the korech." The zayin lechod says all the matanas kuna you give. So that's the kosher kadosh and techlanu kadosh lehochi kol do. That we might give to the Kanim means anything. The Rabbi Swat, even the Luke Shemet Shematzera, even that is Nechel to the Kanim. Because otherwise, Sakutah, the Chemin Rabbi, that's what they say, Minesh Kosavachmona. When do we give Matmas Kun only something that is immune, that's burnt on the Mizbeach? The rest of it goes to Kahanim. Kahanlat, Mesa Mineshu, Mashenkin, the Luke Shemet Shematzera. Then nothing goes on the fire. So maybe the leftover of it does not go to the Kohen, Kamash Milan, that even this goes to the Kohen. So for sure, Chat is safe, but that for sure, that goes to the Kohen. The only Bashar and Pesach says, L'chol Minchaisom, L'rabbis Minchaisayna. The Minchaisayna also is Necha for the Kohanim. A Minchaisakhanais, when a Seder brings some Mincha, the leftover of the Shrine goes to the Kohanim. We need a special Pesach, because otherwise, I would have thought to say, the Yochlu Oysa Masha Kippa Behem, the Pesach says, that the Kohanim eat something that's left over from a Kapora, something that was brought for a Kapora. I would have thought that a Mincha Seyma will have to ask you. Mincha Seyma is only coming to be Matur. It's not coming for a Kapora. It's only coming to be Matur, Chodesh, in the Medina. Or Mincha is Kinnur, it's after the site to bring to Mincha, Levar Rowan Cross is only coming to see if she really had his Nusamat. It's not coming for Kapora. So I would have thought to say maybe the Kohanim cannot eat from it. Kamashman, that's the Kiddush, the Chol Minchaisam, even a Minchas Eim and a Minchas Kinois. Then the Pesach says, the Chol Chatoisam, the Rabbis Chatoisayf. It's even Marbe Chatoisayf also goes to the Kohanim. Because otherwise, Sakotad HaMinuch Meveli, I would have thought to say, Chatoisayf, listen, that Shechita was not done to it, only a Malika. So by regular Chulim, if you make a Malika, it's a Meveli. So I would have thought to say, even though the Avodah Sakotchim is to make a Malika with the hand to cut the neck, but maybe it's not Mater Bachino. Kamashmulan, yes, that the Kotchim, this is considered like a Shechita, that the Kohanim are allowed to eat from the Chatos Seif. So really, this is the Maskonot that Rashi learned before, that the Kashmir was Mnon and Ili, that a Chatos Seif is Nechel, when you hear the Iker Joshua. But a Chol Chatosom is the Rabbis Chatos Seif. Then we dash in a chol hashomem l'rabbis oshem mitzora v'yashem mitzora. Also, the boss that goes to Kohanim. Because otherwise, Sakut, the Chemin Hevra thought to say, l'hach shekrosi, these things are not coming for kaparo, it's only coming to imachsha the person to let him become tor, to let the mitzora, the nose become tor. Kamash melon. For the Gemara oshem mitzora v'hedi k'sivbei, it says, clearly in the parasha of oshem mitzora, it says, d'nechol. So what do you mean, the Chiddush for? And rather, the Iker Drosh is, the Rabbish Osham Nazir, Koshim Mitzvah. The Iker Chiddush is, that an Osham Nazir has the same look like an Osham Mitzvah, that the leftover is Nechol Mekanim. Now we dash in the Pesach says, Asher Yoshivu, Zegezel Agir, Lechohu, that you stole from a girl, the Lechohu is, if you swore false, and then later you made it, the Lechohu is, you have to go back to Kerem V'chomish, and bring a Korban Osham. So let's say you stole from a girl, and let's say there's no yorshim, the girl died, so you have nobody to pay back the money to. So lachor is supposed to pay back to a kohen. So that's shelachoru, shelachor yehi, nizafim lekadosh b'yis isha. The kohen could use this money now, even to marry your wife with it, because it's his money completely. Tanya Reb Lezrei Mishum Reb Yosi Haglili Pigul V'Dovra Nasa V'Chutz Pigul. If you make pigul on something that's done outside the Avodis Hachutz, it's pigul. But V'Dovra Nasa B'Fnim Lo Pigul. If you add the Machshavas Pigul and an Avodis B'Fnim B'Dovra B'Fnim, this is not called pigul. What does he mean to say? Soon explain. Kate said Ho Yoyne B'Chutz, the Kohen was standing outside. The Yomani says like this, Harini Sheikhit, I'm shechting this even the Chatas Atanim. That I have money to make Azoyas Adam tomorrow, no pigle, that's not called pigle. Why? Shemachshava b'chutz, b'dov v'nasa b'smim. Since the Azoyas of the Chatas Satanim is done inside the Kodesh, so it's not called pigle. Since you're outside, b'shash chit is done outside, and already take the dam inside. So b'shash you're outside, you have a machshava satanim, that does not make pigle. What's going to be why under the snim when the kohen was making the avodas inside? The yomni said then, "Hareini mazda amanas lahakte emunim." I have in mind now to make these zrikas amanas to burn the emunim tomorrow, or else lishpech shirayim lemochor to pour the shirayim tomorrow on the mizbech achitzayim, and the emunim, the burning of the emunim and the shirayim goes on the mizbech achitzayim. So here the kohen is inside and he's thinking about doing an avoda of chutz tomorrow. Again, let pigle, it's not called pigle. Shemach shoga b'smim, the dog will not be.
Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.
You're holding command by Memhei, just more, dropping more before. Again, last command of Memdal, and these words again, that Reb Yosi said over. That they said over, Reb Lezer remember Reb Yosi really. That what is the chal pigul on the chatas apnim? Only if you have the machshava b'shash to make the shechita b'chutz to do an avoid b'chutz. That the chatas apnim, the zrikis adam, the zrikis adam adam b'fnim. But the burning of the emurim, the shrayim, is done b'chutz. So it's only chal pigul if b'shash to do an avoid b'chutz. And if b'shash to make the shechita, you have in mind to make the emurim or the shrayim tomorrow. But if the shash you make in the shchit, you have a mind to make the azoyis tomorrow. Or the shash you do the azoyis b'fnim, you have a mind to make the shirayim tomorrow. There it's not chapigel, because you have to have the avoyd b'chutz and the machshava b'chutz. Then the more says now up to 6 lines down from the bottom. Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Micro with the plastic for this that it says kasher yuram mishor zevach hashlamim, that the loch of tigel will learning out. From the Parsha Shlomim, Rashi says, "Kasha Yurim, the Par Koy Mashiach, the Parsha Semurim." So who is V'chimam Lomadnu Mishor Zevach Shlomim? What are we learning out? Here it's the Par the Koyin Gadol brings. So what are we learning this out from the Koyin Shlomim? Elamakish Par Koy Mashiach Mishor Zevach Shlomim comes to make a hekish to the Machshavas of Tigol by Chatas Apnim to the Shor Zevach Shlomim. Ma shor zevach shlomim regel kol shlomim ad shiye meisav umach shavoy samos vera chitzoin v'yoni mach shavas pigli could have by a kol shlomim is if you have in mind b'shas navoy de bachutz on an achila bachutz is av par koy mashiach. The same thing, the special par that can go to bring the par panim, when is the chal nis the pigli upon it ad shiye umach shavoy sav umaisav almas vera chitzoin. But so you have the mach shavo and the maisav both on Mizbech Achitzayim. That's this posseg, that when is a chal pigul on a chatas apnim, only if a shash chit and avoid the bachutz, you have in mind to make an achilo bachutz. Now, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Abavuo, Omer Rav, Halokha Karabi Elezer, take a paschal like Reb Lezer, Shavim Mishum Reb Yosi. He says over the name of Reb Yosi. Now what? But we just learned that when is a chal of soul pigul by the chatas apnim, so only if you have the mind b'shash chito to do an avoda of shirayim or emurim b'chutz. We take a pasuk like this.